FM for now.
7.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in China for a week of meetings. First up, the governor of Guangdong province, considered China's economic powerhouse.
Building a healthy economic relationship requires a level playing field for American workers and firms and open and direct communication on areas where we disagree.
It's the secretary's second trip to China in less than a year as relations between the two powers become less frosty. President Biden and Israel's Netanyahu spoke by phone for the first time since 7 aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. Afterwards, the Israelis announced they'd open another border crossing to allow more aid in. A bankruptcy judge is allowing Trump acolyte Rudy Giuliani to keep his Florida condominium for now, declining to rule on a motion by his creditors that would have forced him to sell the Palm Beach condo. This is ABC News. The Environmental Protection Agency doled out 10 figures worth of grants to fight climate change.
The EPA says the $20 billion will help Americans save money, improve air quality, and reduce carbon footprints. Vice President Kamala Harris.
For the first time in history, we are providing tens of billions of dollars directly to community lenders to finance local climate projects.
The money is going to 8 different community groups and nonprofits intended to help those living in low-income, disadvantaged communities. Perry Russum, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden hosted a White House reception for Greek Independence Day.
I felt a deep kinship with the Greek-American community. So many grandparents, so many great-grandparents started out in America just to close on their back like my ancestors did, and went on to build good lives for themselves, and even more importantly, good futures for their families.
Greece celebrating 203 years as a nation. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Here's what you need to know to enjoy a bit of the solar eclipse on Monday afternoon, April 8th. You may be asking, what is a solar eclipse? Well, it's rare, and it happens when the moon moves in front of the sun, blocking the light for just a few minutes. Unfortunately, though, our state is not in the direct path of the total eclipse. Instead, Wisconsin will be under a partial eclipse, with southeastern areas of the state seeing a bit more of the shadow. So, do we still need special glasses to see the eclipse? Absolutely. These eclipse glasses have a unique filter to protect your eyes from damage. You can find more information by going to eclipse.aas.org. By the way, there won't be another eclipse until 2044. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Only about 1 in every 4 voting-age adults made it to the polls in Wisconsin on Tuesday. The weather was terrible and the stakes in the presidential primary were low. Voter turnout in Milwaukee was higher, where there were races for mayor and county executive, as well as a big school referendum. After a year on the job, Wisconsin's Secretary of State says she's doing more with less. Sarah Godlewski tells Up North News the office has to scramble to provide its services after being downsized and defunded almost a decade ago.
The legislature has been so extreme when it comes to their power grab that they've basically defunded this constitutional office.
The office authenticates 15,000 documents a year for everything from international business to adoptions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers lost their first game of the season to the Minnesota Twins, the final 7-3 in favor of Minnesota. Some highlights, another home run for veteran Reese Hoskins and 20-year-old rookie Jackson Chourio, who hit his first major league home run 402 feet over the right center field fence. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He'll remember it for sure. I'll remember it. A lot of people that are close to him, you know, will certainly remember it. Day by day, you notice more and more that Jackson belongs in the big leagues, you know what I mean?
NBA, the Bucks losing at home to the Memphis Grizzlies, 111-101. Bobby Portis says they're getting everyone's best shot right now.
Obviously, teams play us different, man. If you watch the Bucks, if you watch this team play against the Pistons tomorrow, you know, it's just different when you play us. We get everybody's best shot. It comes with the territory. Used to hunt, now hunting.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds sticking around here the overnight with north winds in mid-20s by daybreak. A mix of clouds and sunshine Friday, highs in the upper 40s. More sunshine returning for your Saturday, highs in the mid-50s. Showers Saturday night and Sunday. Currently 41 degrees.
Friday on Matt Nair on Air, 10:33, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer. Then we talk the Milwaukee Film Festival with Matt Miller. Join us.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us are our old buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent in Kyiv. I've got to stop saying the word old here, don't I, Phil? In Kyiv, Ukraine. You can find his video blog over on YouTube. Just plug in his name, Philip Itner. Itner Philip is his Twitter handle. And Phil, welcome back to the program. I see that another Russian armored group was destroyed by Ukrainians.
Yeah, they've been trying to do an offensive movement down kind of past a town called Liman. This is kind of the western Donbass, and there are, we also have to keep in mind, this is actually a rather large frontline area, but they have been trying a couple of different armor-led offensives, and they've been, you know, touch wood, so far they have been halted by the Ukrainian defending forces. So there's talk that they may have overextended themselves, that they have just kind of run out of steam after
taking the Ukrainians or the Russians?
The Russians, after taking the town of Avdiivka, to try and push further into Donbass in particular, but towards Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, which seems to be ultimately Russia's next major objective. I would argue that it's fantastical thinking that they could even consider trying to take a town like Kharkiv, which is a very large city and is deeply entrenched and defended. But that seems to be the direction they're headed in. But again, having spent so much of their manpower and exerted so much effort to try and take, to ultimately take Avdiivka, the Ukrainian town of Avdiivka, it does seem pushing forward past that has been running up against Ukrainian defenses that the Russians can't overcome.
Remarkable stuff. What is the status of the war at this moment? Or was that basically a status report you just shared?
I mean, more or less, we're in a very odd place because there's still, you know, the hope that weapons will be coming. And there's some anecdotal, and again, I stress, Tom, this is anecdotal, but I am hearing little communications coming from the front lines that mysteriously boxes with ammunition are being delivered one way or the other, that ammo is not, I don't want to say suddenly, but I'm talking to people who go up to the front lines and deliver humanitarian aid, and they do medical supply runs and they do things like that. So they go and they actually make contact with the Ukrainian fighters that are on the front line, and they are being told that something is happening, that there is some easing of the heretofore roadblock that has been existed on the front lines. Now, there's some talk amongst those who kind of follow these things very closely here in Kiev that there may be a covert operation going on in Poland because people are looking at flight patterns. This is now open source information, and they're seeing an awful lot of large cargo planes arriving in kind of border regions along with Ukraine. And there's and putting that together with this kind of what appears to be an easing of the roadblock of the bottleneck in getting ammunition to the front lines for the Ukrainians seems to be easy. Now, again, completely anecdotal, and there's still very strong desire here for in particular to see the United States get its act together and pass that $60 billion aid package.
Yeah.
But something's happening on the front lines that I wouldn't want to get overly excited about it. But there does seem to be some sort of subtle covert shift happening.
That's a good thing. I know a number of European countries have upped their promises.
Yeah, and that might be it. It might be the Europeans. It may not be the Americans. Right. The Czechs, have gone out of their way to try and find other sources of artillery and particular ammunition by going beyond the European Union or going beyond NATO, where you have these arms agreements and trade agreements for arms and ammunition. The Czechs kind of were able to maneuver so that they could go to outside sources. So it's possible that that's what these soldiers that are talking to the NGOs. And again, not only is it anecdotal, but it is kind of two or three people removed because the soldiers are telling the NGOs, the NGOs are telling me. Right. So, we don't know exactly where the sourcing is, but if it is to be believed that these soldiers are saying, something's going on because we're getting all of a sudden, for long months we had nothing and we had to really be very cautious about where and when we fired. We are suddenly now getting these crates of, in particular, 155 millimeter artillery rounds.
Right, I get it.
It's war. There's a lot of shadows.
I understand Zelensky, President Zelensky, has lowered the draft age down to 25. I had assumed that if they were running a draft, it would be all the way down to 18, like it is here in the United States. What's the story behind this, and what's the significance of this?
This is a fascinating story, Tom, and I'm glad you brought it up because it's been brought up to me beforehand, and people really are mystified by this because there has been, primarily this has been a volunteer army. There is conscription. There is, police
prevented
and
men
militia
from leaving the country, didn't they?
They have prevented men from leaving the country, and they also do go around and they do check, are your papers in order? Have you registered for conscription if you are called upon, that sort of thing. But they have left this generation, which we normally in the West, we think the first thing that we go and look at a conscription or a draft, or we look at our young men because they're the most physically able. They're the ones who traditionally the military draws from for a variety of reasons. But here in Ukraine, it's slightly different. One, there's a generation older that really has beef against Moscow and Russia and really lived under the Soviet era. So they have this attitude of, wanting to defend against Moscow's resumption of its occupation here, its colonization of Ukraine. But secondly, Tom, think about what was happening when these kids, these 20 to 30-year-olds, it's basically said the limit is now 25 to 27 is kind of where they're looking at conscripting soldiers. But, normally you think even younger than that. But what happened in Ukraine in the fall of the Soviet Union 20, 30 years ago, is that there was no stability here. So the birth rate dropped significantly. So that generation, which normally a Western power would look at to draw for its military conscription, they're a comparatively small generation. They're not a lot of them. And not only that, they're the ones that are going to have to build the country afterwards. So there's been a reluctance within Ukraine to do what most powers do, and that's draw the youngest. And it's because of this dynamic. It's because of the demographics within the country. Mm-hmm. That's changing, obviously, because now it is very much a all hands on deck kind of thing. There's a lot of talk about needing to counter Russia's major conscription efforts that are going on. I mean, you know, Vladimir Putin said another 150,000 people could be conscripted in Russia. So Ukraine is desperate to get more people on the front lines. They're making the age difference change. But it is fascinating to see how it's something that we in the West, well, of course, you're going to draw the youngest first. Well, here in Ukraine, the attitude is like, no, let the older generation. And when I say older, I mean, I'm talking 30s, 40s, even 50s, obviously, and even older. There are reports of even older, but that's the exception. Is that that's the generation that has gone out to the conscription offices, gone to the mobilization centers, put their John Hancock down on the line and said, I will fight the Russians, because not only are they defending this generation that will hopefully rebuild Ukraine and build a brighter future, but also, again, they remember what it was like to be occupied by Moscow, and they don't want their children and they don't want their contemporaries to suffer again under Moscow's rule. So it has been an older fighting force, which is interesting to see, because that's not what we in the West think of when we tend to think of soldiers who are kind of drawn to the front lines.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. Phil Itner, check out his video blog over on YouTube, Philip Itner. Phil, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you, Tom.
Always good talking to you and getting an update live from Ukraine itself. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. Alabama Republicans want to criminalize librarians.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Just for doing their jobs and a geeky science. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Your Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. This news from the center. WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic
Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. That's right, none of those are. Welcome back. The Alabama Library Association and others are calling out Republicans in that state. House Bill 385, introduced day before yesterday by State Representative Arnold Mooney and 30 other Republican legislators, would basically provide, well, this is a quote from the legislation, this bill would provide that these criminal obscenity laws do apply to public colleges, public school libraries, and their employees or agents. And then it expands the definition of obscenity in Alabama. HB 35 would add the following language to the definition of sexual content, quote, any sexual or gender-oriented material that knowingly exposes minors to persons who are dressed in sexually revealing, exaggerated, or provocative clothing or costumes. Basically, this is, you know, I assume that they're talking about, like, drag queen story hour. Or are stripping or engaged in lewd or lascivious dancing presentations or activities in K-12 public schools, public libraries, and other public places where minors are expected and are known to be present without parental consent. And basically, Matthew Lane, the president of the Alabama Library Association, called out the Republican chair in Alabama, John Wall, and said that, you know, he's willing to jail librarians for having books he considers unacceptable. He said this bill is government overreach. It robs parents of their rights and would have a chilling effect on free speech by potentially incarcerating librarians simply because particular books are available, including even the Bible. Keep in mind, there is rape in the Bible. There is incest in the Bible. There is genocide in the Bible. There's murder in the Bible. There is abortion in the Bible. There is people praying that God cause abortions in the Bible and God fulfilling their wish. There's mass murders by God in the Bible. It's just all kinds of wild stuff. So time to ban Bibles? I think Republicans are going to get us there. And finally, for this hour, a geeky science. This is absolutely fascinating. This is a brand new study. This was published in the journal Clinical Diabetes. People with type 1 diabetes, this is the real original diabetes. This is where you get typically a viral infection that damages the Isle of Langerhans, this part of the pancreas that produces insulin. And so the pancreas loses its ability to produce insulin, and you have to take injections of insulin for the rest of your life. So the question that they sought to answer was, is it possible to ease the lives of these type 1 diabetics, to reduce the level of insulin that they need? Because the more insulin you have to take when you're type 1 diabetic, the higher your risks of heart disease and other conditions.
This is just remarkable. It was a 12-week study. It was the first randomized clinical trial that compared a vegan diet, a diet with no animal products at all, no dairy products, no eggs, no cheese, no meat, no fish, nothing, right? Just fruits, vegetables, grains, and nuts and seeds. That's it. They compared a vegan diet with a portion-controlled but normal diet, a normal American diet, where it was a reduced calorie intake because they wanted people to lose a little weight, or at least those people who needed it. But, you know, so it was a kind of like the diet that dietitians typically recommend. You know, here's a reasonable diet, a balanced diet, right? They split them in these two groups. They did this for 12 weeks. Those in the low-fat vegan diet group reduced the amount of insulin they needed to take by 28% and increased insulin sensitivity by 127%. Body weight decreased by about 11 pounds on average in the vegan group. This is just over a three-month period, compared with a non-significant change in body weight in the portion control group. In the vegan group, total cholesterol decreased by 32 milligrams per deciliter, compared with 10 milligrams per deciliter in the portion control group. LDL cholesterol, bad cholesterol, decreased by 16 milligrams per deciliter in the vegan group and did not change significantly in the portion control group that was still eating meat and dairy products. In this study, the reduction in insulin use on the vegan diet corresponds to a 9% reduction in cardiovascular risk. The decrease in A1C corresponds to a 12% reduced risk of heart attack and cardiovascular disease, respectively. And the reduction in LDL cholesterol corresponds to an approximate 20% reduced risk for a major cardiac event, including heart attack and stroke. So, bottom line, I mean, yes, this study was done with diabetics, but what they found, I would think, would apply to everybody. This is, you know, for lunch yesterday, Louise made just a couple of great meals. We had a chili, a homemade chili with a couple of different kinds of beans and lentils and corn, frozen corn in it. It was just delicious, vegan. And then for dinner, she made a big salad and steamed a huge head of broccoli. And it was so good, and I was so full, and I felt great all day. And it was just eating vegan is wonderful. I mean, the varieties of flavor and you feel light. You know, you don't get this, oh, I shouldn't eat all that. You know, you just don't get that. And, you know, reduce your risk of heart attack and stroke by 20%. I'll take it. So, that's our geeky science for the day. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. What's on your mind? We'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, the meat and processed food and fast food industries would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you.
From the center, Highland, your choice for news, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, AM and 107.7 FM.
Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. Many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in China for a week of meetings. First up, the governor of Guangdong Province, considered China's economic powerhouse.
Building a healthy economic relationship requires a level playing field for American workers and firms and open and direct communication on areas where we disagree.
It's the secretary's second trip to China in less than a year as relations between the two powers become less frosty. President Biden and Israel's Netanyahu spoke by phone for the first time since seven aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. Afterwards, the Israelis announced they'd open another border crossing to allow more aid in. A bankruptcy judge is allowing Trump acolyte Rudy Giuliani to keep his Florida condominium for now, declining to rule on a motion by his creditors that would have forced him to sell the Palm Beach condo. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest Marquette University Law School poll is a mixed bag for President Biden and Donald Trump in Wisconsin. In a head-to-head matchup, Biden leads with likely voters 52% to 48%. When you count third-party and independent candidates, Trump leads 41% to 38%. A murder victim's family says Donald Trump was lying when he told a Wisconsin audience this week he met with her family.
He did not speak with any of us, so it was kind of shocking seeing that he had said that he had spoke with us.
Mavi Garcia was Ruby Garcia's sister. Ruby was killed in Michigan last month by someone who was in the country illegally. Data shows undocumented immigrants are actually less likely to commit violent crimes than American citizens. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds sticking around here the overnight with north winds at mid-20s by daybreak. A mix of clouds and sunshine Friday, highs in the upper 40s. More sunshine returning for your Saturday, highs in the mid-50s. Showers Saturday night and Sunday. Currently 41 degrees.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out.
Welcome back. So what's in your mind today? Tom in New York City. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I'm so glad to talk to you.
Thank you. What's up?
I want you to know I'm a regular viewer, and I donate to FFCB, and I'm calling to give you and your viewers something of a warning. Beginning about a year ago, I started getting emails from an organization called Florida Dems, D-E-M-S, asking for money. I've searched all their emails. There's no place on their email with that little word unsubscribe. So I cannot get rid of them.
You can put them in the spam folder, can't you?
Yeah, I can do that. Except there's no way to stop them. My point of view is they are at best unscrupulous, at worst a scam. And I advise you and your viewers not to give them money.
Okay. I have no idea if these guys are legitimate or not, but I always encourage people to check things out. If it links to actblue.com, if the donation links to actblue.com, they're probably legitimate. But, you know, I just don't know. Tom, thanks for the call. You know, hopefully Tom is not a planted caller trying to simply discourage people from sending money to Florida Democrats. David in I'll take him at his word for the moment. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's up?
Hi. I don't know if you've been watching The Regime, which I consider to be an alternate history of Ukraine.
I have not.
Okay. But the same streaming service, I'm surprised there hasn't been a protest by conservatives. Going through all the real life Superman and Batman, because a lot of related cartoons were yanked off that same service. But the ugly part is, you know, I was 30 during the Bush v. Gore. I was one of the Nader voters. And so it's ugly that the 30-somethings today, you know, probably don't remember back then. And so I hope they're watching movies such as the recount movie with Kevin Spacey or the straight documentary 537. Unfortunately, it's hard to find the movie Left of the Dial with famous faces like Al Franken and Rachel Maddow trying to clean up the mess after the fact. That, you know, you and I can talk about Bush v. Gore and Nader 2000 like it just happened yesterday, but so many people have forgotten from old age or were too young to remember. So we have to watch out for that.
Yeah. Good point. Good point. And that's, you know, Bobby Kennedy's mission this time around, it appears anyway. David, thank you for the call. Tom in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I've got good news for you. Joe Biden is transformational as a president. Best I've seen in my lifetime. Just yesterday, it's getting very little attention. But he and his administration and some Deb Haaland just protected 250,000 acres in the Continental Divide, called the Thompson Divide. Now, this, for our grandchildren, I don't want to get emotional, but I am. As a grandfather, knowing that this land is protected from, so my grandkids can walk along a stream, or if they can see a moose or an elk, you know, clean air, clean water, everything. And Deb Haaland said, hey, this administration is dedicated to protecting these kind of areas. This is getting absolutely no press, but it's called the Thompson Divide.
It's like every day the Biden administration is doing something cool, and almost every day it gets, you know, none of it gets covered. I mean, it's just, it's amazing.
Yeah, you can look it up, Thompson Divide. I mean, and another one, and I talked to you about before, is food is medicine. If you're hungry, we're going to get you food. That's a game changer.
Yeah.
And since you have wonderful producers, if you call up HHS or the Department of Ag, they'll give you someone to talk about this program. Mm-hmm. Save people from hunger.
Yeah.
Protect our lands. The man is good.
Yeah.
And I don't give a flying fig about his age.
Yeah, me too. Me too. As long as he stays alive, I'm good with him. I'm with you. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Let's talk about the 5,000-pound gorilla in the room. Yes, we all die. We all get old.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Joe Biden is going to be working in, as long as he can until he dies or maybe he's incapacitated. But as of now, he's fabulous. He's doing a great job. Thompson Divide. Look it up. It'll make you cry.
I'll do that. Tom, thank you very much. Spot on. Pastor John in Guilford, Connecticut. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey there, my brother. They also, for that brother who just got finished calling, President Biden passed the American Climate Corps for young people, you know, for climate change.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling because we need to remember and vote. Now, I know you know what happened 56 years ago at 7.05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But I don't know if our viewers know, your listeners know that, and viewers. So that's when Dr. King was transitioned. We need to. I'm working right now by calling up senators and congresspeople to have posthumously given the Presidential Medal of Freedom of people who died for our right to vote. I'll give you one example. William L. Moore, a white man who was killed on April 23rd, 1963. He's the reason why John Lewis had the Bloody Sunday March. He marched by himself. He was killed. You have the white lady, Miss Viola Luzio, Michigan, who was killed after Dr. King's speech from March 25th, 1965. You've got Reverend James Reeb, another white person. And then you have a person in Florida, Mr. and Mrs. Harry Moore, killed on Christmas Day, the 25th wedding anniversary. NAACP leaders killed for registering blacks to vote. So I'm going to encourage your listeners, if I may, to call your senators and call the president, ask them to possibly give these people the Presidential Medal of Freedom and to wake up our young people to realize that people died so you could have the right to vote.
Oh, yeah. And there was Schwerner, Cheney, and Goodman, too. Only one of those three was black. I don't recall which one. I think it was...
Yeah, I think it's two Jewish. They're both Jewish, right? No, Schwerner's Jewish, right? So that's another one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting point, John. Good one. Thank you very much. Walter in North Ridge, California. Hey, Walter, what's up?
Well, just hoping, A, to thank everybody who's involved with the program, yourself and all the listeners, the staff for sure. You were looking the other day for appropriate public structures to name after Donald Trump.
Instead of Dulles Airport, yes.
nobody suggested either a trash dump or garbage heap. I think those would be appropriate. And also to remember that all restrooms are to eliminate and flush. So if we could change the names to Trump's Eliminate and Flush Station, I think that would be fine.
Okay.
And I'm glad to hear the chuckle. I thank you very, very much for all the service. It is most wonderful. I finally have the money to contribute, alas, not in the three for one day.
To Free Speech TV, it's a great network, and we're really proud and glad that, you know, to be on that network, and so glad that they carry us. Walter, I got to move on, but thank you for your comments and your kind words. Say that again?
We're honored to hear. We're honored to hear all the information. God bless you all.
Well, thank you. I'll take all the blessings we can get. Thank you, Walter. Chaz in Lakewood, Washington. Hey, Chaz, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, tell Connor Arroyo I said hi. Okay. Now, a few minutes ago, you were talking about dietary intake vis-a-vis insulin, veganism. I remember when I first heard vegetarianism, thought that was weird, and then veganism showed up. Now, of course, last 6 years, I've grown up as an omnivore. I hear what you're saying. It's difficult to make that transition, if not outright impossible, but I'm aware you're supposed to have 5 servings of vegetables a day and fruit, produce overall. I'm up to 3, man. Give me some credit.
Yeah. It shouldn't be work. I mean, there's so many great every ethnic food is largely vegetarian-based. I mean, they may have a lot of meat in American restaurants, but Thai food is mostly vegetarian-based. Indian food is it's almost entirely vegetarian-based and easily made vegan.
You know, what about Mediterranean? We hear that's supposed to be the best diet.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there's a lot of salads, couscous and grains and things like that. A lot of fruit. Yes, they eat fish and they eat feta cheese, but, you know,
About a week ago, you were talking about some of the supplements you had, which I was very excited about being an old guy. Well, relatively old. And so, but what particularly drew my attention was the apple cider vinegar component, because, of course, you know, okay, maybe I got a couple of pounds on me, but I hear those other things that it can do. And I wonder how serious we should take apple cider vinegar and how you, Professor Hartman, take your apple cider vinegar.
Okay. Well, I take a capsule of the stuff with the mother, which is the, you know, the bacteria or whatever it is. I guess it's a fungi, actually, that makes it every day with all my pills. And then one of the things that I notice is when my father was diabetic by the time he was in his 60s. In fact, we did one of those, genetic tests, and I have the gene for type 2 diabetes. And I'd noticed that I was starting to get, if I ate a dinner that was really high in starch, you know, like a thick crust pizza or something like that, I'd get leg cramps later on in the evening. What I discovered was all I had to do was take some apple cider vinegar, and they just went away. It's about sugar metabolism. It that starch metabolizes into sugar, and then my body just doesn't deal with sugar like it used to. So I'll also, you know, if I eat a meal that's got a lot of starch in it, and by and large I'm trying to avoid them now, but if I eat one, then I'll take some apple cider vinegar pills too.
You're saying apple cider vinegar pills, and I suppose this is probably something available on Amazon or in your drugstore.
Yeah, there's a dozen different manufacturers, and they're in every drugstore, and they really work well. I mean, it's just remarkable stuff.
I think that answers my question, and I hear the orchestra playing me off. Thanks,
okay.
Tom.
Yeah, good talking to you, Chaz. Thanks for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls. It's the Tom Hartman Program, fair and only slightly unbalanced. Stay with us.
Your Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. This news from the center. WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingas.
Winged Thingas! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingas.
The Winged Thingas.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for my listeners, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology adapted to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Makes better sleep health a priority. Go to CozyEarth.com and use that promo code TOM for 35% off. T-H-O-M at CozyEarth.com. It's 9 minutes before the hour, and Brad in Prattville, Alabama. Hey, Brad, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I heard you mention earlier in the program about SB 385 going through Alabama, which was proposed by the Alabama Taliban. I'm sorry, GOP. It was the GOP that did it. But anyways, y'all, and I'm sure y'all are seeing this in every state, and your viewers probably know about it. They are not just going after things that are sexually explicit. They are going after anything that even mentions the word gay, trans, queer, anything like that. They are going after those books. And they're so uneducated about this. Literally, one woman went in a few months back and just typed in the word gay and wound up finding an author whose name happened to be that and got their book banned temporarily until people figured out, oh, there's nothing in there. It's just the person's name. But they're not stopping with just that. It is going to continue. And we've already seen challenges from books like The Hate U Give, which was challenged. I believe that was the one that was challenged due to it being disparaging of Southern ideals, which, of course, when we talk about Southern ideals, we know we're talking about genocide of the natives and slavery. So they want to completely rewrite the history. It's like it said in 1984, who controls the past controls the future, who controls the future, or you know what I'm saying. But they are trying so hard to only get their information out, and there are a lot of people that's on the ground here that are working hard to try to fight this, but we need a lot of the viewers that you have from Alabama to call into your senator and tell them that you are opposed to SB 385.
Call into your state senator.
Do not want the government. Yes. Thank you. State senator, to make sure that this doesn't get passed. It just in the last few weeks, we've had, I believe, six people fired from the library. One was the director of the library. He was fired because he simply asked for clarification on what they mean by pronouns and things like this. Wow. So he was fired. And then there were four other employees that got fired. And then just recently, I believe sometime last week, we had another employee that got fired.
Is that in Prattville you're talking about?
That is here in Prattville.
So it's got to be happening all over the state. I mean, you know.
Well, Trustful just had a big thing. I know down south, I think it was Daphne, Mobile area, they're going through it. They're going into pretty much any library that they can, but it's being pushed by national groups like Moms for Liberty, and they are now getting all of their people stacked up on our library board. So before too long, there's not going to be any opposition. They're just going to be able to do whatever they want to do. And we need everybody showing up at your city council, your county commission. We need to call our state senators, our state representatives, and let them know that we are opposed to the government telling parents how they can parent their children. There are books available for everybody, and there should be.
Yeah.
And we don't need the government, and that's a big thing here in Alabama. We hate big government telling us what to do unless it's telling a minority group what to do.
Yeah.
Then we love it.
You know, yeah. Inclusive women.
Get out there. But also, quickly, I want to mention the organization Read Freely Alabama. Mm-hmm. It was started here in Prattville, and it is growing by leaps and bounds, and they are doing so much great work in this area that I would love for them to have a little recognition. And if you are from Alabama, or even if you're not, go and check them out.
Read Freely Alabama. Do you know their website?
Yes. ReadFreelyAlabama.org.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Brad, thank you very much for that.
Thanks, Tom.
And good luck with it. Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, my friend?
Good. What's up?
Love your show every day. I want to make a correction. Yesterday, I don't know, 2 days ago, when you were describing an island in the Caribbean that's associated with Donald Trump, right? I think the Russian oligarch that gave him the money or helped give him the $175 million.
Yeah, the island was Dominica.
Right, but it's the natives, they pronounce it Dominica.
Dominica. Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I didn't know that.
Yes. Anytime you go there, because I've been there before, lovely island, beautiful people, beautiful sea, oceans, beautiful beaches, and, great fishing as well. But the reason I'm calling today is because it's been on my mind, and you are the man that I wanted to share it with. Basically, with your audience as well, I just feel like because I heard you brought up the Electoral College today, and I believe, I've been hearing for years now on Fox News, especially Hannity, railing against participation trophies. You know, how there should always be a clear winner. And, we're bringing up the youth the wrong way because Americans always felt like, you had to be the champion. There was no need for a participation trophy. And to me, these people are always blinded by their hate and their hypocrisy because the Electoral College is a participation trophy.
Yeah.
What Trump did on January 6th was also not wanting to relinquish, or just face a law. And
I get it. I get it. Charles, I'm sorry I'm out of time, but I get it. Your point's well taken. But thank you very much. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Is Judge Mearshon going to throw Trump into jail now? I'll tell you about that. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completed. completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome Kirk Bangstad, Ed Anderson, Amir Kakaroz, and Terry Barr. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Texas Governor Greg Abbott sojourned.